Good morning to you, Fenella.
Hi, good morning. Yes, it is the first time we've done a salon, so it's pretty exciting.
It is super exciting.
It is. It's really exciting. I didn't get back from Canada, but when I was appointed in June, I went over to the Big TED Summit, like TED.com, if that makes sense, where we all download and watch these amazing talks. They have their major summits that go across the world at different times of the year, and it's like a week-long conference almost. And then TEDx's, of course, are the licenses that anybody around the world can pick up to do their own events. So TEDx Sydney is one of the biggest TEDx's, I suppose, around the world in terms of audiences. But, you know, you can do a TEDx in a chicken coop, you know, in Algeria if you want to. I met a guy at the TED Summit who did exactly that. He was somewhere in, I think he was in Bogota, but he basically said, I do a couple of events around my country or around my city, but one of them I do in a chicken coop. And I use local villagers and people like that to come and talk about some issues that are, you know, pertinent to them. But then I do another really big one in the city in a main concert hall as well. So I was like, wow, this is amazing. It's like this international, you know, global conglomerate of people who just give a damn about great ideas and bringing together people from their own community to listen and to learn, really.
Chicken coop TEDx. I'm fascinated by that.
I want to do it.
So, Sydney, you said it's one of the bigger ones. It's been a really popular event for the last few years that's been running.
It has been a very popular event, and it started, now I'm having a problem remembering the exact date, but about 7 years ago, I think, was the very first one, and it was at Carriage Works down there in Redfern, the McDonaldtown area, and really an incredible kind of sort of beginning or burgeoning of bringing together some of the sort of the big thinkers, of course, from Sydney. So it's sort of grown from there. It was a Carriage Works for 2 or 3 years, and that was curated by Jan Ryan, who's a former colleague of mine from RN. And then of course, that moved over to the Sydney Opera House, where it has basically taken over the Opera House for the past 3 years or so. And not only is it TEDx Sydney, which is the big event, I suppose, but at the same time and concurrently, TEDx Sydney Youth takes place, where, of course, young speakers who are under the age of 25, 30 get up on stage and talk about their research, you know, their art, their design, their ideas, whatever it happens to be. So really quite a sort of fascinating range of conversations that happen on these two stages at the Opera House over the last few years. So, yeah, it's a huge event. I think at the Opera House there was, don't quote me on this, so I'm going to say it out loud. I think there's like 2,500 in the concert hall, another 1,000 or so in the other theatre, the Dame Joan Sutherland Theatre for Youth, not to mention all the other kind of peripheral events that are happening around the building. But there's also, you know, 28,000 people who listen and watch, I should say, on the satellite events around the country, streaming live. So it's a massive event, and it's so much fun.
The satellite events are amazing. And look, you know, it's the breadth of topics that are talked about, but also some of the stuff. One year I went, they did a crowd-sourced meal for everyone who attended, it was incredible. It was amazing. Even Young Henry's had done a beer from crowd-sourced hops that someone just happened to grow in their backyard.
I wonder if they managed to feed the entire crowd with the crowd-sourced food. I have a fantasy that it did. That's the kind of thing that I really love about it, because it galvanizes a community. So obviously you want to go there and you want to experience some fantastic speakers that you may never have had a chance to hear about before. But then there's the food aspect of it, which is completely curated. There's the film element too, which is also curated. But the food bit's lots of fun. So you've got to feed people, you know. They're there all day. It's a really long day. So you've got to have a drink afterwards. Very important. Key thing, having a drink afterwards. But also during the day, the food is very carefully curated. And this year, in the last few years, it's been curated by Jess Miller, who is now a new councillor for the Sydney City Council on Clover Moore's ticket. So she was the food curator for TEDx Sydney for the last couple of years. And it's about obviously trying to bring together all the people who care about what goes into our stomachs, about how we produce our food, locally grown, locally made, to try and get that across, that expression through what you're actually eating on the day. So that when you're there and you've got your meal and you're chugging into it, you know that this has been collected and made with love.
And, of course, Jess on Clover's ticket, joining another Jess and another 2SER exer, Jess Scully. Tell us about the salon tonight, though.
So the salon, basically, these events that we do that have been at the Opera House for the last 2 years, I mean, they're really big, they're massive. And they're wonderful, but there has been so much feedback that I've noticed over the last few years that has led to these salons saying, well, how do we keep the conversation going after the event. You know, how do we hear more from our speakers? You brought up some great conversations, for example, about technology or sustainability or other a myriad of other issues. And so this idea is to create a smaller event, so sort of punchy, shorter, an hour, 90 minutes, smaller audience size. Tonight's 350 people at a totally different venue where we bring back one of our speakers onto the stage in an interview format. And in this case, it's Clara Vuletic, who spoke this year in May at the Opera House about how we can engage with our fashion and fashion manufacturers better. So a conversation about ethical fashion. And so that's led to a theme quite broadly of sustainability. So I've curated three other speakers who will sort of elaborate on their ideas about sustainability in different types of ways. One guy is Garth Lamb, and he talks about recycling, essentially how we can be better at dealing with our waste. So he's a guy who, you know, he literally lifts up the red bin and the yellow bin and the green bin and looks what we chuck out. And he, you know, says, you know what, we can do a whole lot better than sending off our crap essentially to landfill. How can we pull out more and more of what may just go into landfill, for example, and send that back and recycle it and reuse it? So ways of actually doing that, facilities, et cetera. So he's got a bit of a call to action. The other gentleman is Nish Lal, who's a super cool fella. He's he's basically a researcher. Dr. Nish Lal, I should say. He's one of the top scientists under 40 that are Radio National training. He's great. Anyway, he's all about sort of training in solar cells. So how can we improve our solar cells? And his big idea is to find ways of being influenced by other things. So I've got to say, this is where his expertise comes in and not mine. But, you know, using nanophotonics for solar cells inspired by butterfly wings, Buddhist singing bowls and things like that. He's got some great demonstrations. I know it sounds cool, doesn't it? You want to find out, don't you?
I do.
and then the other person that's speaking is fabulous, and she's a bit of a lover of ants. I quite literally mean the things that are under our feet that we often despise. Mm-hmm. They're running up our hill toy store. You know, they come inside on a rainy day. And so she wants to talk about the things that sustain us, so our connection with those little things and our love, you know, her love for insects comes through. And she spent like 3 years living on an island researching a particular ant called the yellow crazy ant that was quite simply crazy and took over the entire island, including killing off the native red land crabs. So she's obviously it's trying to work out how we can balance the different ecosystems that we have. So she's really great, you know. And so this event tonight is a chance to kind of have some fun, but to raise and just to poke a little bit into some of these issues in a kind of a nice, fun, you know, audience. And I'll host it, damn it.
Finale, it sounds absolutely amazing. Are tickets still around or are you all sold out?
It's totally sold out. Aww. But this is the thing, there's four of them. So we've got another three. One will be in the first week of December, and that one will feature Jordan Nguyen, who was a total superstar this year. And then after that, we'll do one that's sort of focused on arts. And so there's three more to come, so all keep right. Your eyes peeled for that one.
We will talk about those later on. Finale, I'm super excited to see what you do as head of curation, and thanks for returning to 2SER Brekkie for this morning.
Woohoo! Thursday breakfast. This was my morning. This is it. This is the day.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thanks for coming back. Your expertise was greatly appreciated.
Thanks, Nick.